right. We are live on Facebook. Hello, guests. Hello, friends. It is Friday, and that means it's time for Margaritas with Margarita Chang, CFP Pro, where every happy hour, East Coast time on Friday afternoons, she and her guests share 15 minutes of tips to help women strengthen their financial muscles. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs of Incandescent Public Relations, Rita's publicist, so happy to be, and producer of the show on the Incandescent Radio Network and Incandescent TV. So you are going to love today's guest. She is a woman who continues Rita's theme this month of a topic near and dear to both of our hearts, elder care. So welcome, Claudine Halpern, CEO of Zage and co-founder of My Elder. Today's topic, what myths and misconceptions persist about elder care. So take it away, Rita.
Well, thank you so much for the warm introduction, Hope. And Claudine, I am so appreciative of having you here as our guest. So let's get right to it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, because as Hope mentioned, this is a topic that is near and dear to my heart. I was caring for my 8-year-old daughter. Okay, there's other two kids in between. And then my 80-year-old dad. So I truly was sandwiched. Tell us what was the impetus or what was the trigger to start Zage?
I believe in things happening for a reason. I have a dear friend who I have lunch with 2 or 3 times a year. He's listening today, and he's my partner in Zage. His name is Arnaldo. And we had lunch in 2019, and he started to talk about an issue he was having with his aunt where she called him. She's in her 90s. She called him. She got lost. She got into the car. She was starting to drive. She wasn't supposed to. She didn't know where she was. He had to drop everything in the middle of the day, lose work for that day, and drive all the way from New Jersey to Long Island to actually take care of his aunt for an hour. And this sort of clicked in my head. And I said, you know, there's a better way to do this. There are enough people in the world who are looking for work that is very fulfilling on a part-time basis in a gig type of economy. And there are many elders who need the type of help that we provide. And we just, that night, we sat down and we put together the basics for Zage. And, you know, meeting and talking to your friends is the way to create new things.
I absolutely love it. I mean, I can totally relate. I've gone to see clients and they're like, this is great, Rita, but I have one question. Can you take a look at my wireless network and my printer? They don't want just anybody in their house. Sure. I am pleased to report that I did not break the network. I fixed it and she's able to print wirelessly. So what need does Zage fill and why now?
Demographically, the world is changing. We are, all of us, getting older. We're living longer lives. We're living healthier lives. And that also means that our parents, grandparents, aunts, and uncles are doing the same. So you're seeing people live very comfortably into their 90s and with healthy lives. But they sometimes need just a little bit of help. They don't necessarily need medical help. They need somebody to be with. They need to socialize. They need to choose who they're with. And that was the impetus for Zage. The impetus is to use the tools that we have, our smartphones, to get and accomplish the things that we want. But it's not quite that simple, because we can click on getting somebody, but we also need to have the right people there and available so that our elders are comfortable with those people coming in. So it's a three-pronged approach. It's a person who's working full-time, who gets a call and who has to drop everything and say to go take care of their aunt like Arnaldo did, as well as an elder who wants to be with somebody who they have some kind of commonality with, and for people who want to be able to do good work, well-paid, at their own time and their own schedule, and work with elders. So it fits actually all of those buttons.
Sounds like win, 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 triple win. So tell us about Zage Pros. How are they chosen and supported?
We talk to people we love having anybody who was a professional at some time who wants to do something different. But we're actually talking with retired police, retired teachers, retired firemen through their unions and through other ways where they can come in and work with us and work as Zage Pros. They're trained by our training team, which is headed up by Jack Halpern, who's my husband, who's the founder of My Elder, who's been in the elder care business for over 40 years. So he trains and supports all of our Zage Pros. And that's how we do it. You know, on the ground training and help as much as they needed.
And so this is a very interesting question. Are the clients family members of those who need care, or are the clients the people who actually are requesting the care?
It's both. It's actually both. It's, you know, 65% of people over 65 use smartphones regularly. So most of the people in the world that we know, and you know this because you deal with people as well, you teach them how to use a smartphone, they have a smartphone. But as we get to the older and older people, they're not so comfortable with it. So it could be they choose their person themselves and they go through the process using the Sage app. Or it could be the child of the elder who's about to go in to do a presentation and gets a call and says, hey, you know, sweetie, I have to go to the doctor now. The person didn't show up. What do I do now? And they can on demand get a Sage Pro to go and take care of their elder, to take them wherever they need to go.
That is absolutely incredible. And as you mentioned, we can solve this, right?
Yes, we can solve this.
Now, you gave birth to Sage, you launched Sage. Is there anything that surprised you about Sage?
Yeah, a lot of things surprised me because, you know, we try to learn from our environment and from the people around us and the things that are happening to us. And the one thing that really surprised me is every single person that we talked to in the last 18 months since that, you know, fateful lunch about Sage says, where were you when I needed you? I wish I had that when I was taking care of my mom. Is it in my area now? When are you starting? When are you going to launch? We have not heard from one person who says, you know, usually you come up with an idea and you've got some people who are like the naysayers. You know, there's always naysayers and people who say, that's a crazy idea. We haven't heard that once. And I'm sort of waiting for that because it's coming at some point in time, but it hasn't come yet. Everybody says, this is a great idea. I wish I had had it. I want to know how to use it. Tell me more about it. That type of thing from all types of backgrounds, be it people who are looking to be Sage Pros, elders themselves, when we talk to them, say, hey, what would you do with this? Would you be interested in this? And the children of the elders, who are the working people who need to be able to work hard and not to be distracted when they need to work. So it works all the way through.
What's next for Sage?
We are looking at working with companies as an employee benefit, using Sage as an employee benefit for their companies. And we're in conversation with quite a few companies to be able to do that, because when somebody needs to drop something and leave the office to take care of an elder, that problem permeates throughout the office. It could happen on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, and it can happen all the time. And you just can't stop them. You can't tell somebody you can't go take care of the elder. So if we provide Sage as an employee benefit to the company wins, the elder wins, and the employee wins, because everybody gets what they need. And that's one of the things that we're looking at next, along with voice command and a whole bunch of new technology included as well. So an elder can ask their Alexa for a Sage Pro, and the Sage Pro will be able to come through that. We're also working on that technology. So a lot of different things going on right now, a lot of exciting things.
That is so incredibly exciting. So how do people find out if they can find a Sage Pro in their area?
Well, we are in our initial launch. So we're in the Metro New York area, New York, New Jersey area right now. We have a few Sage Pros on, and we're bringing on more. So that if someone is in the area right now, they just go to www.getsage.com and they can download the app through there, and they can find a Sage Pro. If they don't find a Sage Pro, they can always call us and we'll help them find somebody as well. So that's how they do. We're also spreading nationwide, hopefully within the next year to 18 months as well.
Just for our listeners and viewers, how can they find you? Website, social media handles?
Everything. www.getsage.com is our website. We're in both the Google and Apple stores under GetSage as the name of our app. We have a Facebook page that's GetSage, as well as LinkedIn presence on GetSage.
Well, thank you so much. Claudine, do you have any pearls of wisdom or advice that you'd like to share before we wrap up Margaritas with Margarita?
Sure. I'm finding that this part of my career, I've been in business and career since, I don't know, 40, 45 years. This part of it is the most fun that I've had since I started working. Being an entrepreneur in my time of life is so exciting. And I think that it's an opportunity for women to think in terms of, I retired from what I had to do. Now I'm doing what I want to do. And we can proceed in technology, in anything that we like. And I think everybody should think about that because it's actually a tremendous amount of fun.
That's so incredible. And I noted that resonates with Hope. Hope, is there anything that you wanted to add or any questions you had?
Yeah, Claudine, I think your program, your project is just fantastic and so entrepreneurial. But something you said initially really struck me, that it was an idea that was sparked over lunch, that you said yes. And I think that, you know, entrepreneurs do that. It's like, bingo, right? I got it. I know what to do to solve that problem. People always ask me, as a publicist that focuses on women in business, how do you start a business? I'm like, it's that, right? It's that moment.
Just what did Nike say? Just do it. That's not only for running. That's for anything. Just do it. You know, so what? You fail. Who cares? You got to do it. If you don't try it, you're for sure going to fail. You're going to get nowhere. If you try it, it may work. It may not. Sometimes you have to do it 4, 5, 6 different times. Big deal. We know how to get up when we fall in the mud. We've done it before. 10 times, 15 times, 20 times, 100 times. It doesn't matter. But just go for it.
Right? Yeah, that's it. Go for it, right?
I'm a person who has no intention of retiring. I always say when people ask me when I'm going to retire, and I say, when you've read my obituary, you can assume I've retired. Until then, it's going to be work. Not because I have to, but because I want to. Work is something that sustains us, that gives us a place, and making money is great. And we should all be doing it. Everybody should be doing it all the time.
Yes, and especially something that means so much to so many.
That's right.
A social problem. You're picking up on a trend that's clearly just growing. So congratulations.
Thank you. It's great. It's great to be able to talk to people about you know, the fun we're having and the job we're doing. And we haven't, you know, you're talking to me, but we have an incredible team behind us that we've put together. My husband, Jack, who works with me, and he's been an elder advocate for 45 years. Our Arnaldo Carrera, my partner in this, the guy we had lunch with. We have a marketing team. We have technology team. We have everything that we've created over the course of the last, 18 months. So, you know, I give everybody the credit that they deserve in working so hard and looking at the vision and being able to turn it into something that's an incredible model. And hopefully we can get to where we need to be with this.
Well, with you behind it, right, Rinesh, we don't see any way that won't be successful.
Thank you so much. That's great. Do you have any other questions? Anything else?
No, that's perfect. I think the takeaway is the only thing that you're going to fail is the project that you don't start.
Exactly.
So thank you so much. Not only are you making money, you're making a difference, you're improving lives. And the fact that it's win-win-win just makes it all more rewarding.
Thank you. Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, we'll put links on all of the liner notes on Incandescent TV and Incandescent Radio. And of course, Rita's wonderful website, RitaChangCFP.com. And so Rita, Fridays at 5 p.m., that's our time. Tell us about next week's guest.
So next week, we have Brian, co-founder of Refashioned, and he is going to talk about sustainability, the importance of making sure that everybody involved in the whole process, supply chain management, is taken care of. So it's playing upon the ESG theme, environmental, social, and governance, as well as caregiving.
Beautiful. I love promoting and producing these shows, Rita, because they're so full of heart and they're so important. So thank you, Margarita Chang, CFP Pro, and thank you, Claudine Halpern of Zage. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs with Incandescent. We look forward to seeing you on Margaritas with Margarita next Friday. Take good care.